Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And I look to the right, and I see a hair.
Ah!
It is red, and it does not look like it came from someone's head.
Oh no!
Sorry. She's like, I think the dog has a fever. And I was like, well, you could check its temperature at home. You just got to make sure that you have a rectal thermometer. And she bit hard. She says, how do I know the difference between a rectal and a oral thermometer?
And you've heard the joke a thousand times on this show. She said, yeah, and this one is a more modern machine. And not only is it bigger for you, but your head will be outside of the tube. I said, well, that's good, too. If you are even slightly claustrophobic, you'll wig out an MRI tube.
The bigger machine, was it from the Thornton Mellon Company?
We have miles and miles of MRI machines. Are you fat?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm about 2 weeks away from the top of my head looking unkempt. Well, it's not buzzed anymore. It's just starting to look wispy and scraggly.
You looked okay when you signed on because you were, you know, sitting straight and you had your headphones on. But then when you leaned over and you gave us a full view of it, it's not great.
Now, I think it's time to go. Like, it's time for the full, like, I want
shave.
I think you would look tough and you'd look younger.
Well, I'll never do the full shave my head because I've got hair.
Yeah.
But I would definitely do the who is it, Statham?
Jason Statham.
Yeah, Jason Statham. Yeah. You could
do that.
I don't
want to shave my head, though.
Oh, no. But no, it would look good. Right now, it looks like...
No, shaved? Like bald?
Yeah, give it a try.
Just like, let's go number one.
I always do that before the show.
No, well, my hair grows out. My hair grows.
My hair grows.
Yeah, maybe on
camera. Oh, Larry, that's sad. I just got sad.
I know.
I just got a sad.
Yeah, he has a sad.
Maybe the camera doesn't do it justice.
No, it doesn't. I mean, look, you can go back a month ago and see me with my hair brushed back. I got my top hat. Whatever.
Stepping out with my baby.
Get ready for goofiness today. I'm not myself today, and it's not in a bad way. I'm just not myself. I'm just feeling a little goofy. That's what happens when you schedule a medical procedure prior to taping. But enough about me.
Oh,
let's bring in our TMOS talking head. This gentleman's name is Tom Foltz.
Yes.
Rob, is it your thing, the ad lad?
I try to give them a name.
Have you forced yourself to give a name to everybody, and it's going to become one of your OCC things where you
OCD.
Have to give everybody, you know.
Well, I'll stop.
The Gana Gal and the da-da-da.
I'll stop.
It's like,
right. I thought it might, you know, it's a hook.
It's a hook.
It's a hook.
It's not a great hook.
Well, it's
no,
a hook.
It's not a great hook.
It's okay.
No,
it's a weak hook.
It's very forced.
Yes. All right. Well, then we shall forget it.
Back to the drawing board.
Yeah. Tom is 34 years old and has been listening to the show in various forms literally as long as he can remember. Tom grew up in Fairfax, a great place to grow up.
Yes.
Ah, cool.
Mm-hmm.
As far as radio is concerned, I grew up in Fairfax. Lots of moments in Fairfax. Lots of parking lots. Anyway, he's a proud graduate of Robinson High School. You know that one, Rob?
Yes, the theater sports used to compete at Robinson High School.
Theater
All right.
sports?
Yeah. Named, of course, after that that giant of history, Vicky Sue Robinson.
Exactly. After the hit record, they built the high school.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
While in high school, Tom worked as a veterinary technician in a local clinic. Oh, man, expressing the anal glands. We'll ask him about that. He advanced up the pet ladder thanks to on-the-job training. When his folks moved to Tennessee in 2005, he fought. I'm going to ask him about that move. Because to me, that would have been a move of everybody chasing the granite to moving to an area where people are cool.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. I've heard Tennessee people are fantastic. He followed them as he was having a bit of trouble getting into a Virginia college. Wow. He settled in Knoxville, where he still lives with his fish, and says it's a fine city. I've heard that, too. And World's Fair Park remains a lovely destination. He attended the University of Tennessee. He's a perfect talking head for today, by the way.
Good.
He attended the University of Tennessee and graduated in 2010 with a degree in pre-veterinary and animal science. While attending classes, he was also working in a nighttime pet clinic, which had lots of crazy clients. Ask him about the dog with the fever. He wasn't able to make it into vet school, and so he returned to... It's another reference to academic failure.
Bio. Just bad decisions, I think, more.
He returned to the University of Tennessee and graduated again in 2016 with a BFA in graphic design. That's a left turn.
Yeah.
He currently works from home, and his specialty is motion graphics. Facebook ads are his bread and butter, and he is an expert on them. Oh, fantastic.
Yes!
I might have put that in the show prep today.
Your targeted ads, yeah.
You know what the latest one? Well, we'll talk about it. Yeah. I'm sorry. I've got stay organized. Stay linear.
Well, they ran out
I'm
of
talking privilege. To myself.
Right.
His favorite thing about TMOS is the chemistry of the three principles.
Oh,
I don't know. And that we keep him company during the pandemic. His father is also a listener, was an original fruitcake winner. He is dating Janine. Oh, my God. I have a Janine.
Oh, you do?
I have a Janine in my history.
Wow.
Who he met a week before lockdown. And his favorite thing about TMOS is, he mentioned that, the chemistry. He likes, that's the one I wanted to read. He still likes to draw for pleasure. That sounds dirty.
Yes. That's his passion.
That just sounds dirty.
Maybe like a French
what do you
girls?
Do? I draw for pleasure.
The
isn't it horrible,
gravity?
That wonderful word in the English language, pleasure.
Yes.
People like me
have
just turned into something sordid.
Well, it's when you use that voice, I think, is most of it.
But computer art is where it's at. Let's welcome Tom Foltz, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo,
there he is.
Woo!
Tom Foltz right over here. Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing fantastically. I'm really, really happy. I had an MRI. I'll tell you all about that later on. You'll be gone when I talk about that. Tom, so the move that I'm curious about from Fairfax to Tennessee, I have heard that when people move from Florida to Tennessee, they are struck by the kindness and friendliness of the population there. What say you, sir?
If they're friendly... Until the door closes.
Caddy. A caddy bunch.
Don't get me wrong. Tennesseans are great. They're genuine when they want to hear about your day and how you're doing. But the moment that they're in their closer knit group.
Yes.
You know that he does that. Like, it's,
okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I get that. Because that's how people would judge. Especially, I knew a guy that had a vacation place up around the Knoxville area. Or, no, it was Gatlinburg.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
He talked about friendly. And that would be somebody who only has that perspective as far as the superficial kindness of people. By the way, we had that down here. Because really, like back in 2002, when I first came down here, I thought people were nice. anyway, it's great to have you on the show. You were on the path to becoming a veterinarian, and where did it all go wrong, Tom? Tell us your story.
Honestly, about my junior year in college, I had been in the industry for a long time.
Big pet.
At that point, I started working at 15. And just made my way up, and I was working. I was in college during the day, and then I'd be working at an overnight clinic. So we did strictly just emergency. And I kind of just had this moment where I was just sitting there like, do I want to do this for the rest of my life? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I was over it. It was the people. The pets are great. It's just the people are rough.
The people with the pets. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I would imagine that.
You can imagine how defensive you get about your child's health care.
Right.
There are people out there that are 10 times worse when it comes to their pets.
And I imagine overnight visits would be the people that are the real freaks, right? If you're there late at night.
It's always as the worst day of their lives. Nobody's ever there for something
good. Happy. Right.
Whatever brings you to a business at 3 a.m, it's a disaster.
With your dog.
I have a question, guys, if you don't mind. Tom, have you ever had to milk a cat?
No.
Okay.
Milk a cow.
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me? Did you ever have to express an anal gland?
So many, Mike. So many.
Now, was this at the clinic or?
No, you know.
Stop.
I mean, sometimes
it.
At home.
Why do you always have to piggyback on me and make it bad? That was funny enough without really making it a human being.
I didn't imply that it was a human being.
Disgusting.
Maybe it has a side hustle.
Moonlighting. Yeah.
You know, it's weird. I love dogs and I love pets. I hate being my wife almost exclusively deals with the vet. Because when I've been in there, the last time I was in a vet's office, unfortunately, is when we put Winslow down, which was very, very sad.
No, not sure. Winslow. Beluga.
I mean, not Winslow. Beluga.
Oh, my God. I thought you had a bad night.
No, I love Winslow. Yeah. Maybe that's because I love him so much. Yeah. Maybe it's because I was thinking about that when that day ever comes. No, he'll outlive me. But it's really, really a difficult experience to go through. And I would imagine that can't be a lot of fun to be around that, because that happens like
the last goodbye.
Basis, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's really was a major driver for me getting out of the industry.
Yeah.
It's an expense. You know, pets aren't free and healthcare for humans is expensive. Just imagine what it is for a pet. So it's just that was a conversation that I got tired of having.
Yeah,
go ahead, Oscar.
Sorry, it just makes me think of Casey Kasem. You know, he got tired of those situations as well.
It was a little dog named Snuggles.
Okay, this is a valid question, and we'll get off the vet thing, I promise you. But I have to ask you this. Dog owners, cat owners. I think I know the answer to this.
Uh-huh.
Who were the more problematic owners of pets?
Cat owners, 100%.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt.
Sure. And yet, of course. And this is going to get me a lot of heat in the chat room, I imagine. But you never trust a single guy with a cat.
Amen.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
That guy's got skin lampshade somewhere.
Oh, yes, no. Something evil this way comes, 1,000%.
What about a sugar glider? A single man with a sugar glider.
Yes. That's
I never dealt with exotics, thankfully, so we just did dogs and cats.
You know, it's funny. Actually, that's how we refer to pony around the office, as an exotic.
Hi, welcome. Hey, it's great to have the advertisers coming by for a little look-see at Podcast. This is Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, and if you look over on the other side of that glass, there's our exotic. His name is Matt Bloom.
Please don't feed him.
As far as the dogs are concerned, and we'll get off this, I could ask a million questions about veterinary medicine. Was there ever a breed that you found easier to work with than other breeds?
Honestly, in my experience, because of the overnight nature, a lot of it was lower income, and pit bulls tend to be very popular in that demographic. Mm-hmm. They're great.
Misunderstood dog.
I've never had an issue. I've had more issues with Frankie and his ilk.
A little chihuahua, because they're going,
and you can't hold them, because if you do, you're going to break them.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I get it. And as far as the sound, I think I know this too, because we had one. A pug probably makes the most horrible sound ever. When they're being treated or anything like that.
Yeah, it's not a bark. It's not a growl. No. It's like pigs gnashing their teeth.
It's almost a human scream.
We had a screaming pug in the audio vault last week, which or maybe was even this week.
And I never, you know, in all the years we had Beluga, because Carla, as I said, would deal with the vet and he would do it when he got groomed. Beluga, the little pug, he would scream. He would scream, and you would hear it like at the PetSmart back in the grooming area with it. Like that. It was a special time. So let me see. No animals of any kind outside of the fish in your life right now? That's how much you've moved away from veterinary medicine?
Well, not by choice. I recently, 2 years ago, I bought this condo that I'm in. And
congratulations.
I live in what my parents affectionately refer to as Cocoonville. Oh, I am by far the youngest owner in this building by probably 30, 40 years.
Oh, so you're in a senior community then?
Basically.
Yeah.
And one of their rules is no pets. And I'm actively working to get that removed, but I figured I can't pet a fish. So,
yeah.
All right. So, if you are in, are you in a high rise or are you in a condo type thing?
It's
three level condos. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, I would imagine if you're in that community and there's a no pet rule, that would speak to the type of owners you have that are kind of like that. Are there any lovable seniors that you have?
I have a very lovely neighbor. She every time we meet is the first time we meet.
So okay.
God bless her. That
but
is
she's
so
very sweet.
That's like
a love story.
She makes breakfast every Sunday and always says, you want to come over? So she's very nice.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Very, very cool.
Maybe looking now, for a little something.
What's
no, Rob? What? We're all sexual with Rob.
No, just, you know, come on over for breakfast and maybe brunch.
You are a disturbed man, sexually. You are disturbed. And let's get to your dad.
Please.
Your dad turned you on to the show originally?
Because yes.
You're young enough where that would have happened.
Oh, my brother and I sitting in the car with him while we're driving somewhere. And I remember hearing, I'm like, do they actually have Regis on the show? Like, I was convinced that he was there. And it just kind of grew from there.
Somebody put on the social media last week something along the lines of, another impression that Mike did of somebody that died. I was 25 doing impressions of people that died.
Yep.
All right, people died. That's the reality. Yeah. Don't put that on me. I will do modern impressions as well, okay? Or I will do throwback. It depends on how they sound, okay? Mm-hmm. The fact that, yes, I've been doing this for a long time would be why when I do Larry King, and he was a big part of it, and I did Regis, there will be someone else that will come along,
sure.
All right? So lick it. I mean that with the most enthusiasm there. Tom, so you have, I have to tell you that there is a Janine in my life. My Uncle Bill Sheehan, who would almost choke to death at every family meal because of the whole Irish Catholic thing. He was divorced and never remarried, but he had himself a filly.
Ah,
and her name was Janine, and she was Canadian. And I think what they had in common was Janine enjoyed to, drink the hooch just about as much as he did.
Oh, she could keep up?
Yeah, my cousins. God bless my cousins. My three male cousins could tell stories about Uncle Bill Sheehan and Janine that would make you laugh your ass off. And it was like, but he would, choke to death. But her name was Janine. So how are you and Janine doing?
Very well, actually. We were very lucky that we met online on one of those dating apps.
Okay.
And we had our first in-person date 1 week before Knoxville went on lockdown.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So we were really fortunate that we got that in like right under the wire. Mm-hmm. And then we just we did the Zoom thing, the shared Netflix broadcast capabilities that they implemented. Like, we just stayed connected throughout the bulk of it. And then finally we were both like, you're home alone. I'm home alone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hang out.
Yeah, so, that's cool.
And it's grown from there. She's met the parents. I've met her parents.
Good. That's good. Because it's that. Well, you're 34. No rush, right, Oscar?
No, oh, no
tremendous rush, here.
Sir. I'm 42. I could have waited, but I love my wife. I could have waited.
Yeah.
Oscar's planning to have a father his first child when he's 51.
Yeah.
Just like that's Mike. What the game plan is.
I call it the Mike O'Mara play.
I married at 25. Exactly. I never looked back.
You married at 25, and how many total years of marriage are we talking about?
It would be 96. So this will be my 25th in October.
And what percentage would be blissful wedded
happy
bliss?
Oh, it's really hard to, I don't know if you remember mathematics, Mike, but if you have a fraction.
We're not going
to
press
and
you.
And the denominator is
thanks
a zero.
For the answer.
It's an unnatural
that's
number.
Wonderful.
That's right.
That's good. Hi, Carrie. How are you? All right. So
she
now
can't hear you. She's asleep.
Your specialty is motion graphics, and you specialize in Facebook ads. That's your bread and butter. I will tell you, I do not know. The latest for me is a device that inflates the tires on your car. I have no. Are they getting this from when I talk on the radio, when I do this show? Is that because I can think of no other way they'd be getting this? But you do these ads all the time. And I believe that they are beginning to take over my life. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. My Facebook page now, I'm not looking at, to see what, who Dirk Vastrick is preaching to. I'm basically right now reading different Facebook ads. And you said that's your bread and butter? That's what you're doing right
Absolutely.
Now?
My 100% of my job is pure social media marketing. That's
cool.
All we do for my client. And
Oscar.
It's the future of advertising. And
you would have to pay him. No one does it for free.
I know.
You don't like spending money.
I know, but I mean, sometimes you have to.
What if we bought him a fish? Let's send him a fruitcake.
Tell me everything about Facebook advertising.
So everything's
we have a big
listening
presence there.
And that is the truth. Every device you have is listening. Now, they're not necessarily pulling exact conversation line by line, but it's listening for keywords. And anytime you visit a website and look at a page, it's all being fed into Facebook's data bank, essentially, with oversimplifying it quite a bit. But that's essentially what's happening. And you might not have specifically looked for this car tire inflation device, but somebody who looks like you on data has. And so Facebook has the ability to go, I want to target people that look like my existing customers.
And when you say look like, not the physical description, but their profile on social
media.
Your
demographics.
The demographics, what they search for. That would be why this week I also got the second ass washer.
Yes,
that they were trying to sell me after I already bought one.
If they went on physical resemblance, you would be buying all the same things as Brian Dennehy.
He's dead.
I know, the late Brian Dennehy.
He's deceased.
No longer on social
next
media.
Next thing you're going to say is Vince. What are motion graphics? Tell me what those are.
So basically, it's just graphics that move. That's the simple thing. Yeah. Think like broadcast television, your lower third graphics that you have on the bottom that'll be like coming up tonight and it'll like scroll out.
I get it.
I did that for a long time before getting into social media marketing. And now we kind of do full production from pictures, video, photo shoots. I'm actually going to be in Fort Myers next week on a photo shoot. And we're traveling all up through Florida shooting all my clients. I do automotive retail advertising.
Cool.
And we'll be traveling through all these different dealerships across Florida taking photos.
Awesome. Very cool. That is cool. Let me ask you. So if you were to talk to, say, a gentleman by the name of Oscar Santana, who said, we need to, we would like to welcome more people to our table.
Yes.
Grow the audience. Put an investment from this show that might jog our listenership.
How much monthly budget? This is a great question, Mike.
Yeah, great question. I hate to put you on the spot.
Not for you.
You're not on the spot.
Right? Not for you for the ad spend on Facebook. You are a separate price.
So the beauty of Facebook advertising is it really is a boon to the small business. You can reach a lot of people with significantly smaller budgets. Like a lot of the dealerships that I work with, less than $1,000 per campaign a month.
Wow.
A month.
And they're reaching tens of thousands of new customers and their existing customers.
Yeah. Pony, you're fired. Let's talk about this after the show, if you don't mind.
All right, very good. That's it. I'm glad we came to an understanding of that right away.
Just kidding.
That's
exotic.
But you're the guy that kind of suggests how to do it, how to manipulate. Yeah. It's fascinating to me because really, Facebook in the last 6 months, Tom, the Facebook advertising has just exploded. At least on my page, it has.
Me too.
It never was like that. A year ago, it wasn't like that. Is this a new phenomenon that they've, or have they just hit the switch that they were planning on, hitting for a long, long time?
I think it's reaching the pinnacle of what truly good targeting can mean. Because like my boss preaches all the time, there are no really bad ads. There's just bad targeting.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have to do with the fact that over the past year, we've all spent so much more time at home on the computer? Is there more data 100%. To sit through? Okay. All right. That makes sense.
Look at you, Rob.
Absolutely. Nice. Just increasing your digital footprint is just going to make your web experience on all fronts more catered.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, I think if we use that footprint, the three of us, we should use Rob's foot.
Yeah, it's a bigger footprint.
That would help for us. We'll send your cast to that.
Well, you know what? I just love talking to our listeners because, I mean, I'm so proud of our listener base because you have so many bright, wonderful, interesting people to talk to. I never get bored. I am so bored with celebrity interviews sometimes, but this is great. Especially mean, twitchy comedians where you have to cater to their friggin' enormous egos. Rob, you were going to say
something. Before we go, you have to ask him about the dog with the fever. It's a great story. I think you will enjoy.
Oh, the dog with the fever in this is when you're doing the ER shift.
Yeah.
The overnight shift and a dog. I'm sorry, I didn't get to that. What's the deal with the dog and the fever?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So it's probably like 3-4 in the morning. And as you can imagine, call volume's fairly low. So you would get a few calls. And 80% of the time, I would say, most of the phone calls I get are mainly over-attentive parents. They just need to relax and let their dog do their thing, and it's fine. So I get a call from this lady, and she's basically going on about how her dog is sick. And I'm going through the motions of talking her through symptoms. What is she seeing? And it basically, I've, at this point, I've ascertained that the dog is fine. There's really nothing wrong. And she's like, I think the dog has a fever. And I was like, well, you could check its temperature at home. You just got to make sure that you have a rectal thermometer. And she bit hard. She says, how do I know the difference between a rectal and a oral thermometer?
And you've heard the joke 1,000 times on this show. Did you use it?
I had to. My mouth went before my brain. And I was like, the taste.
One of the great jokes of all time.
Oh, I probably used that one.
And she wasn't having any, I assume, right? When she said that?
She thankfully was a lot more jolly spirited about it. My boss, on the other hand, threw me across the room.
If you would have passed up that opportunity,
you
would have regretted it the rest of your life.
Yes, exactly.
You never get the perfect setup. Yes.
Oscar, you only regret the things you don't do.
Well, Tom, it's been great talking to you. I didn't do this last week with our talking yet. Anybody you want to say hello to before we let you go? This was a fun segment. I enjoyed it.
Mainly to my mom and dad. My dad, the lifelong listener of the show. Thank you for putting up with all my career indecisiveness. And look where we've arrived.
Yay. That's good for you.
Sweet.
And Oscar, talk to this guy.
Tom's
always fun to pick the brains. Tom Foltz, thank you very much for being our TMOS talking head. Take care of yourself in Knoxville, Tennessee. And this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Hit the thing, Rob Spiewak.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What exactly is this Super Bowl?
On January 15th, 1967, on a bright, clear day in the Los Angeles Coliseum, for the first time, the Green Bay Packers played the Kansas City Chiefs. And it was played for the highest stakes ever. $15,000 per man for the winning players.
I was wondering, did you happen to catch the professional football contest on television last night? It was a most ripping victory.
I think the Kansas City team is a real top football team. It doesn't compare with the National Football League teams. That's what you want me to say, I said it.
Football is rigidly timed.
Baseball has no time limit. We don't know when it's going to end.
Say, Charlie Brown, I've got a football.
It's a sound football game, and I wish you were here. In fact, I wish you were here instead of me.
Earlier today, Roger Goodell, who is the owner of the Super Bowl, held a press conference, and he advised fans to start drinking now.
The thing I keep up with most is professional football.
Football? Football? What's a football?
You bastard! I don't want to play this game. He broke my nose.
I'm going to fix it, okay?
How does it look?
100% better, doesn't it?
Someday when the team's up against it, the breaks are beating the boys. Ask them to go in there with all they've got. Win just one for the Kipper.
This team's going to the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
It was that both bunches full of them men wanted this funny-looking little pumpkin to play with. They did, and I know, friends, that they couldn't eat it because they kicked it the whole evening and it never busted.
We couldn't do diddly poo offensively. It was a horse performance in the second half.
Now, this is an unmitigated, incontrovertible, uncompromising feeling of ecstasy. And the only time I'll have the equal of this will be next year when we win the Super Bowl for the second time in a row.
Rudy!
You ready, champ?
I'm ready for this my whole life.
Can you take us out on feet?
Rudy. Go. Come on, man. Come on, Rudy. Come on,
Rudy.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Oh, Jim McMahon's an ass. Jim McMahon's an ass. Jim McMahon's an ass. We are live from Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, a daily radio show and podcast with a loyal legion of listeners who are part of our family and who listen every day in every corner of the world. This is TMOS, heard in great places like Buena Park, California, North Kingstown, Rhode Island, Bartlett, Tennessee, Pickering, Ontario, Canada, Hartwood, Virginia, and Dundalk, Ireland.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You listened earlier in the week, you would have found out that I found out my ancestry was not Limerick County. It was County Tipperary. I did a deep dive last evening, reading all about it. My ancestors, one of them was a chief of the clan there in way back when. In the dark
you actually
years.
Inspired me, Mike, to do some research. My ancestry goes back to County Dundalk in Baltimore.
Oh, and yeah, Dundalk. And right Hello. Next to okay.
yeah. Hello, welcome to County Dundalk.
And it's right next to County Pikesville.
County I think from now on, let's just put county in front of every location. Makes it more
yes,
classic.
County Loudoun.
Yes.
How are things mm-hmm. in County Loudoun?
Oh, things are well in County Loudoun. And the chief said everything is well in County Loudoun.
Hey, Oscar, everything fine in County Montgomery.
County McBump. Sorry, County Whoa.
Whoa, no.
Isolate that. Jesus.
Okay, there we go. The show today brought to you by Solo Stove. Human beings didn't invent fire. We just figured out how to tame it. Solo Stove has tamed it even further. You can have a roaring fire in your backyard, and you won't be inundated with that pesky smoke because Solo Stove has it figured out. We all have them.
Yes.
They're fantastic. They feature stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. And there's very little smoke, but a beautiful, beautiful fire. Throw your wood in there, and you're not going to smell like a campfire for 3 days afterwards, especially if you're somebody like most of us on the show who shower once or twice a week.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Solo Stove is perfect for any size occasion, and they even sell grills, pots, and other accessories. How about a hot dog? Huh? Al fresco.
That was the read I was hoping for, Mike.
Easy to light, totally portable. I want a hamburger, and I want a Spalding.
You'll get nothing and like it.
Let me see. Go smokeless. I'm sorry. Easy to light, totally portable, and Solo Stove gives a lifetime warranty with every purchase. You can't beat that. Sorry I was doing the improv. I just go off on a tangent.
I understand. Right? I understand. Yeah.
I don't think the heavy stuff's going to come in for a while yet, Bishop. Go smokeless with Solo Stove and get 25% off your order through February at solostove.com, plus an additional $10 off when you use promo code Mike at checkout. That code is M-I-K-E, not the usual code. Mike is your code.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right? Oscar and I still haven't had that meeting about it.
Yes.
It's going to be a great meeting.
I want to know what's going on. He's keeping it from me. That's solostove.com for 25% off your order, plus an additional $10 when you use the promo code
M-I-K-E.
And yes. We thank you. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
I only get to play the song once a year, so I'd like to tell a brief story, if I may, about the song, the Super Bowl Shuffle.
It was the Bears. It was the Bears song.
Yeah, it was from 1985, I think, when they were in the Super Bowl. And about 10 years ago, or it was more than that, because it was in the terrestrial days, the Bears were in the Super Bowl again. And there was a massive email that went out to all CBS employees that said, do not play Super Bowl Shuffle from YouTube. We will get fined because we don't own it. And that's fine. And we played it. And I got a very tense email from Ms. Linda Feldman, who said, I thought I told you, Kim. I said, Ms. Feldman, I own the record. And I was able to show her the 45, so we were allowed to play it, because I am such a hoarder that I still have a 45 of the Super Bowl Shuffle by the Chicago Bears Shuffle and Crew.
The NFL, no doubt, has a history.
Of course!
Of just being, like so many monopolies in America, of being bullies.
Yes.
And they don't care how small you are. They've got little minions that get really, really excited if they find out that somebody's doing it. And it is complete and total BS.
It is.
It's just, I mean, it is without question the most overhyped league in American sports.
You got to protect your IP, though, Mike. It's important. You got to make sure that
doesn't really matter. Nothing's going to diminish the profits
they're
going to make. You make
that investment, you got to make sure you protect it.
What was the movie? Was it Concussion?
There's Oscar standing up for the little guy.
Loves the little guy. Was the movie called Concussion? About that amazingly went away in like 70 hours.
Oh, it just
hours?
Evaporated. No,
what happened?
There was no follow up on the protocol. As recently as Patrick Mahomes getting dinged,
right?
Or was it Baker Mayfield? I forgot which quarterback. It was
Patrick
Baker
Mahomes.
Mayfield.
Was
it Mahomes?
Yeah,
it was Mahomes. Yeah,
in playoffs,
it was Mahomes.
Yeah.
And you know, and they just kind of looked the other way.
Yeah,
and
I heard he shook it off.
Yeah, that's it. And you still, have you heard anything recently about tracing these guys that have played in the league
the hanky part about that study, and if we're talking about the concussion fallout and the protocol, They have made some strides as far as how you can tackle. You can't lead with your head. There have been fines.
They're still doing it, though.
But what's interesting is that the NFL, and look, this could be a shrewd business move. They ended up funding and really taking charge of the research for these concussions.
Charge or controlling?
You call it funding.
Yeah, of course.
Where now they've endowed that research. So I'm sure that there is some sort of a conflict of interest.
You know, like so many people in the NFL, that research is very well endowed.
That's penis joke.
Mike?
He made a penis joke.
I wanted to tell you.
He made a penis joke.
We've been in locker rooms.
61 and I make penis jokes.
If you want to talk about how shrewd the NFL is, this is a fact that I caught as an afterthought in a article I was reading this morning. In Tampa, Florida, Dateline Tampa, Florida. What's the only thing you've heard about people attending the Super Bowl? It's going to be frontline workers, right? Mm-hmm. The vaccinated frontline workers, those are going to be the people that are attending.
Well, not the only people, but it's a huge group of people.
Well, block of tickets. Yeah.
That's what you hear about, though. That's all the NFL's talking about. Turns out there are 7,500 vaccinated frontline workers that are going to be at a game.
And then Gronk brought some in, too.
Yeah, right? but they're letting 22,000 people into the stadium.
Total?
Yes. And that's, you know what? They're not mentioning that. You don't hear that. You hear about the nurses.
Do they have
and the
to wear masks?
Yes, there is a mask requirement. But, you know.
Are they going to be socially distanced?
They're going to do every effort to socially distance.
Maybe they're like little pods.
And
little
they're going to have areas.
It's hard to socially distance 22,000 people. Mm-hmm. Even in a stadium that big, it's hard to do. But, of course, you're in the right state.
Oh.
You're in the right state. Don't worry about any interference from government leaders. There will be none. Not
who gets the
state.
Pirate
Don't
ship?
Worry.
Here's a couple, Mike. I have a couple quotes I'd like to read to you. Kim Catalone is 51, and she was interviewed while watching a Tampa Bay Lightning hockey game at the Pint and Brew. And her quote is, "Thank God it's in Tampa. Thank you, Governor Ron DeSantis, for having Florida open to tourism and allowing such a wonderful experience to happen." And I was incorrect yesterday, Mike. They're still doing the NFL fan experience. They're still doing all that stuff around the stadium, but people are wearing masks, but still gathering. So it's a good thing.
Well, yeah, and it's a scary time. And I look at it as the finish line. You know, we're at the, we're about to cross the finish line here, and I'd hate, but it's going to happen. People are going to get sick. There
it's
will
the last
be
mile
case of it.
Ever hopefully. Diligent.
The mayor of Tampa, Florida, Mike, is Jane Castor. And she doesn't want to hear any super spreader talk. Her quote is, "We'll make the best of it."
Yeah,
well, there you
she's,
go.
She's one of the DeSantis people.
Yep.
It's very, very difficult.
So don't trust the NFL,
it's very
folks.
Tough.
They hate you.
I want to tell you a quick story before we get to our next break here, where I want to talk about Oscar's dad listening to the show.
That's
which
fallout.
Doesn't happen very often. But I
got
will tell you, Mike.
Out.
This morning I told the guys, be ready. I might be a little late, but I wasn't.
No.
I had a ridiculously early MRI this morning. For anybody that's ever gotten an MRI, you go into a tube and they take a very detailed x-ray. In my case, it was my lumbar spine because I've had some back issues, so they wanted to look at it. And I had it operated on over a decade ago. So they were checking. It's not, I'm perfectly functional, but I want to be better. And my guy, Mr. Dr. Needles, wants to get a better picture of it. So I go in today, and I have to leave the house at 6:30 to get down there at 7 o'clock for an MRI at 7:30. And I go down there, and the room is completely dark. And right away, they could not be nicer, by the way, all of them. They were all super nice. However, when I first arrived, I drove into the parking lot, and they say there's a sign at the far end of the building. It says, please enter on the other side of the building.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Now, if you're in a rectangle building and you go down to the end of it and a door says, please enter on the other side of the building, what would that tell you?
It's so vague. There's no way
it would tell you to go on the other side of the building.
You walk around to the other side of the building,
To the other side of the building.
So
I go, I take my car, I drive it around to the other side of the building, and I see dumpsters, and I see cars pulling in that appear to be employees. And I said, by the way, the door said go to the other side of the building. I said, yeah, it's just on the far end of that building. I said, I don't want to be a dick.
No.
But, I said, that's not the other side of the building.
That's
the other side of this wall.
Well, actually, that would be the best way to do that sign would have been an arrow. Use that door.
Yeah, to point at the arrow.
Yeah.
So I go back to the other side, And by the way, the guy, one of these, I guess, x-ray techs are making some bank or something like that. Guy came in like in a very exotic sports car. I don't know whether he owns the joint or what, but yeah. I mean, he was coming in. He had a little Maserati action going.
A Maserati?
Wow. Flipping Maserati. And he looked like he was carrying his lunch.
Wow.
Out of his Maserati. Yeah, his doing dad's car.
Maybe he owns the place and he works there as an expert.
You should have told him, Mike, you're welcome, man, because I paid for that car.
Just something I noticed. So I go back to the other side and I don't know. I still don't know where I'm going in because I look and in the area that says that's the door apparently is dark. And I get out of the car, I start walking over. Suddenly the door opens and it's the lady with the clipboard and the iPad and little shoot to make your temperature.
Right.
And she puts a little sign out that's got all the protocols. You know, meanwhile, while you're having 22,000 people up at the Super Bowl, she's pulling this. That's what they're doing. The medical professionals are doing down here.
Yes.
Asses. And then I go and says, okay, you can go inside now. And it's dark. And I see over behind the counter, this lady just working at a computer screen. I get it. They're keeping the lights off because they just don't want people coming in yet.
Right.
Or knocking on the door or anything like that.
Exactly.
And they know that if they do that, so whatever. But she turned the lights on rapidly. She was very nice. And I got seen. I was the second person in there. There was a lady that went before me, and I was happy to have her go before me because she was obviously a little hurting and not an older woman. She was actually a young woman who seemed to be hurting. And, you know, God bless you. I hope you do okay. So I'm the second person called. And a very nice lady takes me to the little changing area where you have to get into scrubs.
Right.
And I loved it because they gave me fat man scrubs and I fit into everything. I was really, really happy. Then I go into the
room. You're not allowed to keep them, though, are you?
No, and I wouldn't want to. They were a little
I mean, shabby. It'd be nice for the show today.
Yeah, I know. Well, I could have walked in with those on. But, you know, actually the top, female dermatologist, the top was quite lovely.
Blousy.
So I go in and they say, okay, this is an older machine and it's probably going to be a bit of a squeeze for you. I said, well, I've lost weight, but it wouldn't be the first time I've been in these things. And they put like little pads on either side of me, I guess, to lubricate me going into this tube. And I said, well, I've had these before. Do you want me to put my hands over my head?
Yeah.
That's normal. No, that would be worse. And so they start this thing, and it's like,
loud.
They slide me in, and it ain't going. It ain't working on any. And I mean, I'm thinking that if you put a sting in this thing, it would be a little, it would be tight. Okay. I mean, why did I pull Sting? I have no idea why I pulled him with this type of thing. It's just, if you put Marilyn Manson in this thing, it might be a little tight. So she says, listen, change in plan. I said, I know we're going to go to another machine. She said, yeah. And this one is a more modern machine. And not only is it bigger for you, but you won't be in the tube. Your head will be outside of the tube. I said, well, that's good too. I'm not totally claustrophobic, but I'm fine with the.
Yeah, well, it's almost like a barrel, like a wine barrel.
It's horrible, really. If you are even slightly claustrophobic, you'll wig out an MRI tube. Wig out in it.
The bigger machine, was it from the Thornton Mellon Company?
We have miles and miles of MRI machines. Are you fat? So they take me into this thing, and it's 20 minutes. And even with my head outside, it's 20 minutes of...
It's loud, yeah.
And it's a little... Look, if you're not experiencing them, they can be stress-inducing.
Sure.
So, you know, my advice to people would be just know what you're doing and try to relax and, you know, pop a Xanax if you're going down there, if you have them.
You know? Yeah, and you can ask ahead of time. Ask ahead of time. Be like, hey, what's your limit here?
So the last thing I do, they finish it up. And the people are so, so super nice. Medical frontline workers, loved them. Every single person in this office was kind and nice and respectful, and not just to me, but to people that needed it more.
Right.
Because when you go in to get an MRI in a lot of circumstances, it's not, you're scared, something's going on medically, and you need people like that. And so at the end, I'm getting off the table, and I'm talking to the guy. I said, so how long have you been doing this? He said, 3 years. I said, I do this for everybody. I do it from all the way from exterminators to people like what you do. What's the worst experience you ever had with a patient. And normally he goes, it's been all right. Nothing. Right. And you move on. Mm-hmm. He gets a little twinkle in his eye, and I know something good's coming.
Awesome.
And he said, well, there was one time, and he smiles, and I'm like, what? He said, when he was in the MRI tube, somebody had diarrhea. And I said, well, I've had GI MRIs where you have to keep something up there to be able to shoot the intestinal tract. No, this was one just like yours. I said, oh my God, somebody decided to, you know? And so, you know, he tells me this and I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to tell that on the show. And then the other lady who had switched me to the other machine, I said, hey, and I realized that I misstepped, which I'm doing a lot lately, just making jokes at inappropriate times. I said, well, that was great. And the guy told me somebody was in that tube one time and had diarrhea. And I get the dead eyes. I'm like, have a nice day. Bye. Bye-bye. See you later. So that was it. That was my
poor
morning.
Guy. He was trying to have a moment with you. And you ratted him out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I probably, she's like, you should never talk about other patients. There were no names. You don't know where I went.
He's still getting yelled at.
Mike, that was.
Okay, I'll say. You know what? The place was in Miami.
Oh.
Very good.
So it was Don Johnson.
It was Don Johnson who had just explosive diarrhea.
Horrible.
In the middle of
a very
MRI
rich
tube.
Diet. Yeah.
When we come back, Oscar's father listened to the show about his estate. I cannot wait to hear about that. Yeah. We'll take a break. Come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Introducing DermGlow Skin, the amazing skincare line from Carla O'Mara that's helping people look and feel better about their face. And now there's something new from DermGlow Skin. Introducing Mike's Package, a skincare routine that'll make your skin feel and look spectacular. Mike's Package includes a cleansing repair bar, timeless face oil moisturizer, SPF 30 protective lotion, and exfoliating citrus scrub.
In the face!
And Mike's Package comes in two sizes you can choose from. The little size package contains travel size products for when you're on the go. And the big package has all of your full size facial care essentials that'll make your face sing. Get these incredible products at DermGlowSkin.com and call Carla for a free skincare consultation at 239-247-4036. That's DermGlowSkin.com, 239-247-4036. DermGlowSkin, that's DermGlowSkin.com. Feel better about yourself today.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Did you know that mortgage interest rates are almost exactly a 4% lower today than they were a year ago? That's right. Rates are still at a 50-year low. And if you have a 3.25% or higher rate, you need to take advantage of this massive refinance wave before it comes to a screeching halt.
Screeching.
Don't wait until it's too late. You have to call my good friend, Lord Mark Livingstone, and his team at Cornerstone of First Financial.
He lives in County Cornerstone, doesn't he?
County Cornerstone. Listen, they are aware that other companies quote window rates to get you interested without telling you about their junk fees and points. They're jerks, and they are to be avoided at all costs. Call the only company that I recommend, Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221, or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone is celebrating their 20th year in business with a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. These rates will not be low forever. Call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221, or cornerstonefirst.com. Personal attention from application to closing at Cornerstone First Financial. All right.
Ripping.
Thank you. We do a lot of those. So
The characters are great. Yes. They're great. I love
Oscar,
it.
Your dad listened to the show about his estate. And how did that come? You're not somebody that I've ever been aware of that you say, hey, family, you have to listen
to this. No. For the first 20 years of my career, I did. And no one ever listened. So I stopped telling him to listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The support was there.
Yeah. I think I'm almost 100% positive. I've probably mentioned this on the show. That the last time my dad visited before the pandemic, he asked me to make a promotional video so he could explain to his friends what I do for a living.
He was actually in podcast? I met him that day.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes,
yeah. I remember that. I didn't realize
he wanted you to put on tape an explanation of what you do so that he would understand it enough to tell his friends.
To explain, because this is what happens in Bolivia. yes, Tatiana is a well-regarded pediatrician in Los Angeles, and her husband is a pediatric intensivist, and Jose is an anesthesiologist at one of the top hospitals in Boston, and so is his wife. Oscar does something that's kind of on the radio, but maybe on the internet, but sometimes on television. Oscar is very happy.
So what he wanted to be able to do was pull out his smartphone and just play a promotional video. And Mike, I don't know if you're like me, but I'm envisioning like an old episode of The Wonderful World of Disney where it's Oscar in his office like Walt Disney. Hello. Here's what I do.
Oh, my God. So what got him to listen this time around?
So there might be some
And bring his level up or somebody bring
Thank you. Bring me up. He was trying to keep me down.
Yeah.
I think there might be some sort of schism or a narc in my family because I've been trashing my sister pretty hard lately.
I remember.
And I know that my nephew will listen once in a while, and he loves the shtick. Though I tell him never to listen. Not yet, right?
Yeah.
And my dad calls me, and when my dad calls, it's usually for something. So I pick up the phone. Like, he wants me to do something.
And since he's on the domestic shores, he's not using like WhatsApp. He's actually phoning you, right?
He's phoning me.
Okay, that's great.
He's phoning me to coordinate something in life. And he says, Oscar. I said, what do you need? I'm sorry, Dad. I'm like super busy at work. Just whatever you want. Just let me know. And he says, Oscar, we need to talk. I listen to The Mike Show.
The Mike Show.
And then
The Mike Show. Yay.
And I'm almost done here. Like, can you give me 30 minutes? I'll give you a call. So I give him a call. But this 30 minutes is like stress time.
Of course.
Because I have another job I'm performing and I have other responsibilities. Right. So I pick up the phone. I said, look, I need 10 minutes tops. I got to talk to my dad about something. I call him. And he goes, well, Scott, I have a question for you. And I said, yes, Pops. And he goes, am I your payaso? And which means, am I your clown? Am I your clown, right, in Spanish?
Because I would think that I'm doing not shtick, a right? show. That's not a show that you would want any of them to really listen. Were doing a lot of family shtick, there are plenty of shows I've done where I don't want the people that I'm talking about to listen.
No.
We get to, by the way, I don't care if anybody knows this. You want to scare the three of us? Just make sure somebody hears it that we don't think is going to hear it.
Yeah, right?
You think we're brave? Mm. No, we're just counting on people not hearing it.
We're playing the odds. No. Playing the odds.
We're like living in the shadows. And
your clown. Yeah. Oh my God.
And it sounds worse in Spanish.
Yeah, payaso. I'm like, no, Bobby. Like, what do you mean? He goes, there is a segment on The Mike Show where you talked about me dying and the list you gave me. And I said, yeah, Dad, that was like 2 days ago. Just shtick. He goes, cash stick. I was like, it's just
cash stick. What is stick?
I said, just mess around. Like, I you seem like you kind of understood that I was kind of joking. You seemed a little upset, and I didn't want to address that in real life, so I do it on the show. And he says, let me tell you something. Your brother is being pushy about this estate thing.
Oh my God!
And because that's what he got out of it.
You said that though. You said
I did say that. He goes,
yeah.
He goes, tell him to back off. And then he hung up the phone. That was it. That was it.
Wow.
Wow. That's it.
And you know what I did?
It's not unlike the movie Goodfellas.
Do you think you think this might mean the family meeting is kind of off?
I called my brother and I said, hey man, I just got the mob call.
Yeah.
Dad, listen to the show. You should listen to it. Get some context. I don't have much time, but you might want to call him and say, hey, on your timeline, we'll be okay. We'll find out.
To be continued. Wow. That's freaking awesome. Mm. Oh, my God. Wow. So when your dad calls not you, happy.
It doesn't matter how old you are. They can dress you down and make you feel like you're 15 again in like a nanosecond.
K-shtick.
What's that word, Bolivian word for, or Spanish word, I should say, for clown?
Payaso.
Payaso, like payachi.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
Isn't it rich? Isn't it sending the payasos? We got to take a break. We'll come back
being
with
pushy.
More right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Some good news coming up.
Oh, good.
We're happy to share it with you. We'll be right back.
As far back as I could remember, I always wanted to be Mike O'Mara.
It's Oscar.
To me. Being Michael Mara was better than being president of the United States.
Yeah, it is.
He's not just a clown to amuse you.
I also.
He's the capo de capi. He does accents, impressions, and he can even talk up records. His two trusted associates, Rob and Oscar, they're untouchable. And they're pretty good earners, too. Tune in to the live Michael Mara Show broadcast every weekday on Facebook Live. Or download it and listen on your own terms. Support these good fellows. Go to MichaelMaraShow.com and buy the bonus show, where I'm going to have to send Polly Christine after you. Arrivederci.
Always turn on the microphone, kids, when you're doing a show.
Sometimes.
This portion of the program brought to you by Legacy Box. We've been telling you about Legacy Box and how it's an ingenious mail-in service that rescues all of your memories that are trapped on videotapes, film reels, and pictures, and preserves them digitally. Rob Spiewak,
co-founder of Podcast Village, Charlie Burney.
Mm-hmm.
He has twins that are about to turn 21. And he recently got a Legacy Box and sent off two old varieties of home videos he couldn't play anymore. One was 8mm, other was like some sort of micro cassette. And he, for the first time in 15, 16 years, saw a video of his kids at Disney World and playing in the yard and at their birthday parties with his dad.
So
he
cool.
is so out of his mind excited with the result. You can't really estimate the time machine experience of seeing stuff that is captured like that, and Legacy Box made it happen for him. So, Charlie, that's awesome.
It's really great. You pack, you send. Their team digitizes everything. You get back digital copies on a thumb drive, DVDs, or the cloud. They even send you updates at every step of the process, which I love.
Yes.
Legacy Box is something you can order in minutes and enjoy forever. Get started preserving your past today. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and get an incredible 40% off your first order. Buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer and then send it in when you are ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 40% while supplies last. We have good news, as I said before the break there, that Jimmy's is back open. Yay! Ladies and gentlemen. Our good friend Jimmy Cerrito, and thanks to his attorney, Mark Dacio, the prickly pear, as I like to call Mark. Mark,
does he
DCO,
have that? Does he have that on his business card?
I won't share the text exchange the DCO and I had, but let's just say I think it was something like, "Hey, we talked about you, and your large ego would love that, and you should give the podcast a listen." And I think the response was something like, "Nah." Anyway, it was really
it's
like my family unless they need something or want something.
Yeah. He's a guy you want in your foxhole, though.
Yeah,
I mean, he's one of those guys. You learn that very early on.
What type of attorney is he?
He is a litigator. He's somebody who, not a litigator. No, he's more of a defense attorney type guy. He can, negotiate the system. He can, if you get into some kind of scrape like Jimmy did with the authorities.
He's not a fixer. He's more like Matlock.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that
like
a
Matlock.
Yeah. That's
exactly right. Perry Mason.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he's like there.
Mm-hmm.
He's like L.A. Law.
Okay. I get something, I guess. I can get that.
Yeah.
He's an attorney.
Do you need somebody?
That's my takeaway.
Is that what it is?
No, you said if you look, Mike. You've given me kind of the roadmap to life outside of the marriages, but it's still early.
When
you say certain things about like certain, like, I guess people you need in your life,
right?
Like, that goes in the old Rolodex of like, oh, I need to think about that in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My marriage advice, if I went public with it, that I may have told you in private, would probably get a tremendous amount of people angry with me if I gave you the main. Well, you know what the hell, right?
Oh,
I'm 61. I'm not going
to
live forever.
What do you got to lose?
Don't ever go to a counselor. Anyway, that's it. I just wanted to share that one. You know, now people are going, did he just say that? Did he just say that?
Everyone's allowed to have an opinion. If you don't like it, bite me.
Now, I'm not talking about a therapist for yourself, your own noggin.
That's fine.
Talking about a
Yeah.
I don't know if that was even heard. Marriage counselor.
Or you could be like in the scary movie, counselor.
he said he's gonna keep all the money and we get divorced. He said, you shouldn't be worried about that. And if you're really concerned, here's the card of a family attorney. I know. Oh, family attorney card. That's great. Thank you. Thank you, counselor. Thank you for my life. Thanks for my life.
You know what's great about marriage counselors, Mike, is they never pick a side.
No, not at all. Wow. Okay, stop. I have to turn that off.
You do.
I'm going down that bunny trail right now.
Counselor! It's,
counselor? Counselor. Oscar, we have, you know, oh, man, I don't know what. I look at this sheet. I got so many things that I want to talk about. Okay, real quick. I'm sorry. We will get next week. Please remember, I want to talk to Oscar about Omaze.
Yes.
We have Oscar's take coming up.
Oscar's
I want to talk about school lunches. And I'm doing this because jot it down. Pony, yeah. Maddie, somebody jot it down. School lunches and how you feel when you see a rich person's car.
I like that.
But I think it might speak to the kind of human being you are. Quickly, horror story. Last week, go to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yuck.
And I get, well, my kid wanted a donut all after right. he played golf. I'm not familiar with the area. I take a left. I didn't realize until late this week that if I'd taken a right, there's a brand new one they just built. And new is always better when plays it. The old one looks seriously like somebody just pooped it out. And I'm in the line.
A lot of
and
orange.
As I'm waiting for the person to slowly get his three donuts so I can give him a little choice, including the heart-shaped donut, I'm looking at the sill, the window sill from the sliding glass window door. That is it. And it is absolutely every latte, mocha is just obviously all the sippage and spillage that has never been addressed is, you know, I'm looking at that. I mean, that really looks nasty. And I look to the right and I see a hair.
Ah!
It is red, and it does not look like it came from someone's head.
Oh no!
I'm sorry.
Enough on the glaze, or like just like laying in the glaze.
Just you know, suffice it to say that you know I'm not going back. And then I found on the other side of the highway there's a brand new one. So hopefully it's not. But he didn't get donuts yesterday anyway.
Well, go to the new one, Mike, and ask if they serve the heart shaped curly Q donut.
Curly. Yes, right. How was your shift at Dunkin'? You know, got them right. They got me right by the curly. That's it. I'm sorry. We can take a break now. We've got Oscar's take coming up, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's take.
You were listening.
You got to eat it anyways, right? You pick it off and eat it?
Sure.
Hey, you got to eat. It was.
You got to eat.
Of all the things, hairs really freaked me out.
Not yeah, Shannon
just freaked
me out. I pull it off. I'm like, yeah, protein. Let's move.
Wow.
I'm going to throw up.
You gotta
take
eat
a break.
It.
We'll be right back.
Oh, God!
Hello.
Hey,
it's
Bill.
Me, Bill. Did you see me at the inauguration? A lot of people said I looked old. Some people even thought I fell asleep. I must tell you emphatically, this is not true.
Asleep.
In fact, I only had shut my eyes to concentrate on the TMOS Shopping Center. With Valentine's Day coming up, the TMOS Shopping Center is the best way to shop at Target and Walmart while supporting your favorite podcast. Just click on the banner at MikeOmeraShow.com. Buy chocolates, jewelry, oils, stimulating creams, under things, even bedroom novelties. And you can have them delivered anywhere you want, because maybe you don't want your wife to see them. Who knows? The choice is yours. This February 14th will be the best ever thanks to the TMOA Shopping Center. And remember, Valentine's Day is the only VD that I pay attention to. Hello, how are you?
Thanks. Still getting it done. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. People love to offer advice about the best way to eat. It's never any good. That's why I love Noom. Based in psychology, Noom teaches you how to eat because you don't need rules to lose weight. You need knowledge. Noom personalizes a weight loss program just for you, and it's only 10 minutes a day. Plus, Noom is flexible, empathetic, easy, and forgiving. They know you're only human. If you stumble, you can get back on track tomorrow. It works. Don't believe me? Over 80% of Noomers finish the program, and over 60% have stuck with their goals for at least a year. It is a great program. Oscar loves it. Carla loves it. There's a science to getting healthier, and it's called Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/TMOS. Learn how to eat again with Noom. Sign up for your free trial today. I'm sorry, your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. Ready to learn how to live healthier? Sign up for Noom today at Noom.com/TMOS. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
a review, a weekly review of the news, and commentary from our Bolivian Bloviator. Commentary as only he can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana in no way reflect the views of the Mike Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking people of the United States. And now, without further ado, I give you Oscar's take.
Oscar's take. The Mike Show.
Oscar, according to a new study out of Ohio State University, people who chub up as they get older actually live the longest of anyone. I've got more. The study looked at people in a town in Massachusetts for almost 70 years. 70 years. And they found that people who start their adult lives at an average weight and then slowly become overweight, but not obese, live longer than people who stay at an average weight their whole life. So this is not for super fatties. This is for people that start at an average weight and then gain some pounds. I'm sorry about, what did you expect?
I was hoping, always hope.
They're not exactly sure why those extra pounds help keep you alive, but quote, the impact of weight gain on mortality is complex. I say that to you because I think you would be an example of somebody who's gained a few pounds, but you've been an average weight for a good chunk of your life. So there you are.
I was probably 175 for a good 10 years and mm-hmm. would fluctuate like here and there. Now I'm just like shy under 200 and I feel worse. I feel like I actually disagree with this entire study. I feel horrible. And not because I'm like, oh man, I'm sure my wife's upset that I don't have abs anymore. But overall, when I walk around, I feel the pressure of that weight on me.
Yeah, but know that
I don't feel healthy.
That study isn't telling you how you feel. It's telling you you're going to live longer.
No, I disagree. Like I absolutely disagree. You're not eating as healthy as you would be. And if it's a gradual weight gain, it's something, but if you're going to be a fatty, it seems like it'd be funner to be a fatty all your life than to turn into one.
I'm working really hard to getting to chubby. I'm really working hard to getting to chubby. That's what I'm at. Yes.
So you went from obese to fatty. You want to get a chubby.
I was obese. Well, I'm still obese. Well, but
medically.
I'm going from manatee to walrus, and I want to go to harbor seal. That's what I'm trying to go to. You're listening to Oscar's
take. Oscar's take.
Oscar, it has been nearly 10 years since Casey Anthony. Remember her? She was acquitted in the mysterious death of her daughter, Kaylee. And it sounds like Casey has found a special way to commemorate the occasion. She's developing a documentary about her trial and will serve as an executive producer. It's being called an authorized documentary, and she'll share her take on Kaylee's death in 2008. Casey and her, did you say her day? Did you do the thing like the Oscars take there?
Yeah, I just thought it might fit in,
Casey and her take.
Her take.
Her take.
Casey and her co-producers say she's, quote, ready to clear her name, bring justice to her daughter, and begin the process of establishing her daughter's legacy in a different light. Curious what you think about it.
Raise your hand. Try to put the story aside if you thought Casey Anthony was like the crazy, like there was something so crazy about her that you found her attractive.
Sorry,
we all raised our hands.
Dirty.
Yeah. Yes.
I feel dirty.
It's the same reason. I feel like the same reason that women are attracted to Ted Bundy in a weird way. They're like, that guy's so crazy. Yeah. Bad guys, right? Yeah. Thank God. I felt really terrible if it was just going to be me. That would have been real awkward.
She's a monster, though.
I'm also attracted to Ted Bundy, though.
Okay. Not everybody deserves a spotlight. If you really are grieving, that story should the media has given it enough attention. And if because people still question if she was actually innocent and she was acquitted, the idea that she would come back smells like an OJ move, and I'm not for it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. All right, you're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Oscar, sometimes I find these just for you, and it's why I like this feature at the end of the week. The average person God, been happening more than it should. The average person in a relationship sits through 4 hours of shows and movies they don't like each week. This can go either with Oscar or with Shannon, his wife. Two-thirds say they'd rather sit through something they hate than fight over the remote or start an argument. I will tell you before you start here, in our house, we go to our separate corners.
Yeah. Yeah.
If
yeah.
Carla's not into something, she goes into the bedroom, I stay out in the living room, and sometimes we share stuff together. But the average person that says sits through crap just because they don't want to argue. What say you?
Mike, I've reached that point in my marriage where there isn't even a conversation. As soon as Pretty Little Liars comes on, I go downstairs. Or whatever Shannon's watching that's not for me. Bridgerton, right. Yeah. I go downstairs. Or when I turn on 60 Minutes, she hears that clock. She mm-hmm. by the time she's upstairs, the first segment's starting. Like it's
okay. Yeah.
Like we
yeah.
move on, right?
It's a way to go. We're yeah. the same.
And,
on
and
that.
It's
that
peaceful.
Means you,
and
you've established that.
And there are times where I have her watch the news with me because I was like, you have to be worldly. Like, you know, I'm truly really trying to make sure that
What a good guy you are.
That she's informed. Mm-hmm. You can't just mm-hmm. walk around thinking that everything's yeah.
informed.
A soap opera.
I get it. Well, it's a good way. So we both deal it in the same way, and we have to bring the third married
yes,
person in here.
Yes, yes.
How do you work on the hours of content that do you sit through 4 hours of TV?
I've tried.
Like
I've tried to watch 90 Day Fiancé, and no, I can't. I can't. I make the effort. I'm doing the steps, but I can't watch it. Although Below Deck's pretty good.
Right. Below Deck, you'll watch.
I'll watch
Below
Deck.
But she won't watch a Marx Brothers movie.
Oh, no. If I put on a black and white movie, my family scatters like cockroaches when the lights come on.
Okay, good. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
This is Oscar's Take.
Oscar, you probably went to some birthday parties at McDonald's when you were a kid, and they'd have a cake at those parties with Ronald McDonald on it. And I'm guessing you haven't thought about that cake since that moment. Well, time to think about it again, because right now, internet detectives everywhere are trying to answer the question, does McDonald's secretly sell full-size cakes?
Oh, wow.
This all started with one of your favorite websites, TikTok. Somebody named Kaylee Weeks posted a video showing the sheet cake she bought at a McDonald's in Omaha, Nebraska for $9. It's a chocolate cake with white frosting and a red Ronald McDonald decoration. So now people are debating whether every McDonald's is secretly selling cakes or if it's just a rare exception. How does one feel about that? I figure you might know.
My take from this is that if you had some sort of birthday party at some restaurant, you're lucky and you were privileged. Because when I would ask for that as a kid, my dad and mom would buy McDonald's and then bring it to the house, and then they would say, play with your toys and eat your fries. And we would never have the opportunity to go to the actual restaurant with our friends.
Yeah.
They'd come over and
it
then
wasn't
they'd buy
a
McDonald's.
Dine-in experience.
No,
so
no,
you never
no.
had a cake with a pipe, Payaso
no,
on it?
No, Payaso, no. And then let's, one more
Ronaldo
rung.
Ronaldo Payaso.
One more rung. If you wanted to go to Chuck E. Cheese, and my mom would ask what was so special about it, and I said, well, tienen un... tienen esos dibujos animados. They have these cartoon characters. And then my mom would say, you can watch cartoons and have your friends over here be just like Chuck E. Cheese. But she didn't understand that there was like a mouse and everything. She goes, if you want a mouse, I can buy you a mouse and put an aquarium and then your friends are over. Chuck E. Cheese is expensive. So we never got the Chuck E. Cheese. They would try to take what I wanted and then they would home make it in the basement of our little townhouse. Look, I had a sad childhood. It was tough.
Yeah, so
as far as the sheet cake was concerned,
yeah.
Look, I'm sure if you give someone that's making $15 an hour, if they're lucky, probably more like 10, like a $100 bill, they'll give you whatever you want from the back. You're good to go.
Well, that's why I have down here a closet full of buns. you're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Finally, Oscar, Selma Hayek is producing a series for HBO Max about talking boobs.
Hey!
Mm.
I'm just the messenger here. It's called A Boob's Life, and it's based on a book of the same name by Leslie Ler. It's a comedy about, quote, a woman turning 40 and in crisis whose life gets turned upside down when her boobs start talking to her, forcing her to look at herself in a completely different light. Selma says, quote, in A Boob's Life, we use breasts as a metaphor for the constant judgment women are submitted to, creating a collective sensation that no matter what we do, we are never enough. In this show, we give the breast a voice that takes us through the life of a woman from a unique perspective that often we don't dare to see. That's what the story is. I welcome your take on it.
There's an angle on all of this. The angle that leads through my lens is all the free drinks I bought boobs. And let me tell you, pre-pandemic... That could have bought some sort of Hyundai if I added it all up. I'll get that girl with the nice boobs drinks as well. No worries. I got it. Right on the credit.
Right.
High interest. And, all those days.
The movie's rated double D. Am I right, ladies? There you go.
Yeah, use them. Use them, ladies.
Use them.
They're powerful. Yes. They're powerful. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're going to have somebody making a documentary about boobs, I think you pick the right actress.
Hell yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
Sure. Who needs to see her in a Frida Kahlo biopic? I'll watch that.
Yeah. I don't want to see that unibrow again. Anyway, sorry about that. Send your letters to us. We got to take a break. We'll come back with the audio vault. Last one of the week with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Berry Show.
In a world where others found happiness, one man cautioned all those around him.
Don't get happy.
Podcast Village Studios is proud to present Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara in the role he was born to play.
I'm not going to be fucking Santa Claus.
I will find you, and I will kill you.
And Regina from the New York Times calls it pretty, pretty good.
Very good. Very good.
This film is not yet rated and will not be shown anywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show is available on demand in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and available on Stitcher and Spotify. In space, no one can hear you scream, but on the internet, everyone can hear you bitch.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tonight on Hell's Kitchen, Chef Mike tries to whip up some hollandaise, but his sauce breaks. Chef Rob loses a Band-Aid while mixing a meatloaf and serves it anyway.
Oh, dear.
Chef Matty is arrested for stealing cheese from the Hell's Kitchen set. Chef Pony shits on the beef Wellington.
No, Pony.
He says it was an accident, but was it? And Chef Oscar serves the king of Siam chicken nuggets and a Red Bull. Chef Ramsay is so mad he calls everyone a donkey and makes them shovel manure. Ha ha ha! Classic Gordon. Clearly, the show sucks and you need something better. May I recommend the TMOS bonus show? Extra TMOS every week for just pennies a day. It's got to be better than undercooked scallops.
Undercooked scallops? It's terrible!
Need two Wellington, three Wellington. Hang up your jacket and use your passport to the passport. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com today and grab the bonus show. Extra TMOS laughs, commercial free, and you're supporting your favorite podcast. The TMOS bonus show. This comedy is raw. It's raw! God's sake. Open the door. The vault door. Now get us some sounds. Funny, tick your tummy sounds.
Mike, do you know that trending on Google is the search for superb owl? I don't know if it's because people are misspelling it or they're finally cottoning to the joke that Brad and I wrote 10 years ago. So just know that I feel like I was on the forefront of that. Speaking of the big game, you don't want to like Tom Brady, but he's made a couple good moves lately. And I think it was very smart that last night on the Kimmel Show, he read mean tweets about himself. And I do like this bit. So here's Tom
Brady.
There's
nobody I could think of better to read his mean tweets than Tom Brady.
It was a pretty good call.
Tom Brady seems like the kind of man who doesn't know how to use a wrench. It's kind of true. Can we be real for a moment? Is there really anyone you'd rather see dropped in a vat of rendered bacon fat than Tom Brady? Tom Brady, you suck booty. You ugly. You suck. You throw like a fat lady with a flabby arm and a little girl butt face. Hashtag Tom Brady. Hashtag suck. I hope this loss depresses you so bad that you hardly have sex with your supermodel wife in your giant mansion.
I don't know. I think it's a good thing. He could maybe start reinventing himself so he's not the most hated man in sports.
Look, you know what it is? It's called getting older. It's getting older. Mm-hmm. He gets it. You know, old rockers and older football players or athletes they get older. They mature a little bit, and they figure out that you don't have to be an a-hole all the time.
But the documentary still, Tom versus Time, like the one on Facebook, like Tom's winning. Mm-hmm. He's beating Tom.
Tom is winning.
Oh, he's won.
I mean,
he's
you can't argue with that.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, I got to modify. I've been telling a lot of people I think it might be a blowout, but I'm thinking it might be a great game. Has the potential. I don't know. So we'll see what happens. So. It depends.
But remember, he doesn't know how to use a wrench. I got sucked in, Mike. I like to think that I can stay one step ahead of the media trickery, but we were all a little surprised when they did the 2.5-hour commercial with Wayne and Garth from Wayne's World where they read all of the Uber Eats.
Yeah, you talked about that yesterday.
And who walked in on them but Alice Cooper? I said, oh, that was kind of nice that he did that because he was in Wayne's World too. Yesterday, Alice Cooper dropped his new record. So that's why he did it. Right. He's 73 years old yesterday, and the new song is called Social Debris. I sure ain't hip. I sure can't hop. I lost the script. I lost the plot. There's spies are everywhere. I feel them hiding there. On my face, in my hair. I just can't cope with all this disease. It's pushing down. It's all right.
If you're a fan.
You know what? I mean, Alice Cooper looked old 25 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, it's just interesting. But he is seriously one of the nicest people I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. One of the nicest gentlemen.
And a great golfer, right?
Me. He was really, you know, I met him on a driving range.
But and, I mean, I think he's...
he's known to be a great golfer.
Yeah. As an amateur,
He was striping woods. I was watching him do it. Yeah, you see, at the time, I thought so. Yes, absolutely. Kind of weird. I was just staring at the long hair and going, wow, I'm 18. All right, go ahead.
This is probably my favorite tape this week because it's human nature absolutely captured. It was a Ring doorbell, porch pirate. See the guy come up, scope out the joint, walk away, come back. He leans down to pick up the package, and he gets caught red-handed. That, he doesn't leave with the packages, but listen to him try and lie and get out of it. It's so great.
Hey, I'm with UPS. I was going to go with your neighbors. We go around every place and make sure that it's yours. You're not home. We'll pick your neighbors. Or whatever. I'm an auditor for GPS. Swear to God. Look it up. Michael Hansen. Okay, sorry.
And then he turns and runs.
Hey, God. Oh, my God.
I'm an auditor.
That technology,
I'm
man.
I'm an auditor.
You know, our technology has resulted in a lot less of this crap going on. That's why people don't do it anymore. Good for Ring. Way to go. Good client.
But he gave his name Mike Hansen. Isn't that Pony's buddy?
The Hansen.
Yeah, it is, actually.
My God, it was the Hansen.
He better check himself.
She'll be yours, just like you've always planned. Something Jesus, bad, he'll go to jail, and you'll be able to comfort her.
That's your you magic. Are horrible. That's fantastic. Your magic.
Yes, I am.
Have a great Friday.
Bet you. It's a clanker. Anyway, we got to get out of here. Thanks so very much, everybody. Wait till you hear the bonus show this week. Anyway, that's it. We got to get out of here for Rob Spiewak.
Thank you, Tom Foltz.
Tom Foltz. Knoxville, Tennessee, the Ad Lab.
I'm not doing that anymore.
Get some carry out from Jimmy's this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, please do. Help out Jimmy's. And really, they dodged one there, and thank God for that. We got to go. Have a great weekend, everybody. For Rob and Oscar, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Good job.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Oh, good for you.
Hey, what's going on this side?